We're back. And to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. And we have Danny Holstein on the phone, actually. And Danny is the owner of Two Worlds Dance and Fitness. Hello, Danny. How are you?
Correct. Good, good. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Very well.
And where are you calling in from?
Right now, I'm actually calling you from Israel.
I heard that. This is...
here. Yes. So this is an international call, I guess.
Terrific. And how is the weather over there?
Weather is not, as I understand, was snowing yesterday or whatever. No, here it's pretty warm. Weather is it's very, very nice, about 14 degrees or around. Today actually was about 18. Pretty good weather.
Good, good. Yeah, we had our last snowstorm yesterday. We'll have to see. But the roads are quasi-clean this morning.
Yes, I'm glad to hear that, actually.
What I'm going to do is ask you to give us a little overview of Two Worlds Dance and Fitness.
Okay, Two Worlds was founded in 1988, about 26 years ago. It started as a dance school, and now it turned into a dance and fitness hub, which combine in it a few vocabularies. One is the vocabulary of a modern dance, hip-hop, and classical dance.
Okay.
It includes children and adults. The other one is a fitness, a group fitness program that's in it, has all from Zumba to aerobic classes and workout classes and CrossFit type of class. And the last and the other one is we have a personal training gym, which we are mostly training with one-on-one trainers at the gym. And the last component, it's the new Gravity in Motion, which is an athletic sports and performance center. They just opened in January.
What is the last one again?
More gearing to sports and kids.
What's the last one? What'd you call that?
The last one is it's called Gravity in Motion.
Okay.
It's athletic and sports performances for to gear toward athletic sports for teen kids and adults.
Oh, okay. Terrific.
So it's a kind of it's a hub of fitness and health and dance, of course. So it's the only place I know that combine all those vocabularies under one roof.
That's amazing. How did the idea for this come about originally?
Well, after serving 4 years in the Israeli army, I kind of got the I came to the United States as a student to study at the Martha Graham School of Dance. As a modern dancer, performing in Long Island and performing in Manhattan around the world. And from that, as you get older, I start teaching, and teaching got me to Bayside as my first school to teach. And from there, I start teaching more in the Greenville area, Roslyn, which Two Worlds is right now. It's in Roslyn and Greenville. And as I was teaching dance, I had a lot of students who were really liked the dance aspect of the movement, but they wanted to also work out and be more fit. So as I was teaching dance, it was early as before even fitness began. I noticed that the people have more crave for fit, not just dance. So that's how the idea came about, to start integrating into my training as a modern dancer, to put some elements of fitness in it. And one thing led to another, and I got the idea of opening a fitness center, because I was always into dance, and dance became a fitness, and that's what it's called Two Worlds, the worlds of fitness and dance, yin and yang.
Oh, wow, okay.
Good and bad, all that stuff. So that's how it evolved into combining a dance school, which is my passion and what I study, into the fitness. Again, I'm talking about 1980, 88 and the, you know, late, early aerobic group fitness pre health clubs almost. It was
right,
just
right.
Jack LaLanne, I think, was only around. So there was just the beginning of that industry that is so popular now and so big.
But Jack LaLanne was like more strength building, right?
Danny, yeah, Jack LaLanne at the time was probably one of the first health clubs
right.
for fitness and yes.
And yours?
But really Jane Fonda kind of like really brought everything up to the world.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she started the class. What now it's called the group fitness classes. Then used to be called aerobic classes.
Okay.
She was the first one who started that class atmosphere of aerobic classes. And I think she probably was one of the pioneers of that.
Okay. And look at the shape she's in today. She's in tremendous
shape.
Absolutely. Because you're combining dance and physical fitness and personal training, which is a flow. I mean, you go back to the Tai Chi almost. You know, Tai Chi is one thing, but you're talking about dancing and physical fitness, which you keep the muscles moving. You're much better off as you age.
Danny?
Correct.
Danny, this is Sabina. I have a question.
Hi.
Sure. You now currently have facilities on Long Island?
It's in Greenville.
Roslyn.
It's a Weekly Plaza Shopping Center in Greenville.
So very easy for the community to get to. But do you have day classes, evening classes?
Yes, we have. Well, of course, you can. Anybody who's interested can log into dhtw.com, and there's a very good website. You can get all classes information. But we have morning classes for adult, and then in the afternoon, it's mostly kids classes. And then in the evening, it back to the adult classes.
Okay.
And it's really geared for children, teen, and adult, yes.
Just to give that out, that's D as in dog, H as in Harry? TW?
Yes.
Okay. Just
D as in Tom. Right.
Okay.
TW.com has all really everything you need to know, address, maps, everything you need to know about the program.
Okay. What I'd like you to do, Danny, is give me a little synopsis of the prime person that's coming into your facility. So if somebody's listening and, you know, would be wondering if it makes sense for them to come to a dance slash two worlds type of environment, what would the person be looking for and what would you say to that person?
Well, it's a very, very, very good question. And the thing is, the two worlds is really geared to different type of people. And that's why I, as a dancer, as an active activist of the fitness world, so there's few types of people. So first is a lady or a gentleman, a man or a woman who wants to be fit and would like to be in a place which there's a variety of different classes. And I think in all the years I'm in the industry, I think the best fitness classes is where you do a variety of stuff. That's when you're in the best shape. So if you're looking for a good variety of classes and program, and you are, so that's one type of a person. If you're a man or a woman who doesn't like the class atmosphere, and you like more the gym atmosphere, which I think personal training is the best way to go instead of go and work by yourself without knowing what you're doing, then is that type of person who is looking for personal training will come to this place. The other group is a parent, a mother, a father, who wants to bring their children. We have kids classes from 2.5 years old all the way to 18. So if there's a mother there who's interested to bring her daughter or son to an active program in dance or athletic program, that's another type of person that we gear to.
Okay.
That's basically the general idea. You don't have to be in shape. You don't have to be in advance. You can, there's classes. Most of the teachers are very high-end qualified teachers that everybody works in their own rhythm and their own time and get to their goal if they stick to it.
Right.
Danny, do you have any classes for older people?
Yes, actually, I think was it maybe 2 weeks ago, there was a big article in Newsday about ballet and dance for older people. Yes, we have morning. Actually, it's more very popular, a classical ballet program for older people. They love it. They can't do the aerobic and the hip-hop and the music and the more... have more needs to and like more of the classical type of music. So that's a very, very popular and good class for them.
Terrific. What we're going to do is we're going to go into...
And also, we have 70 and 60 and 80 are taking our regular classes. But and, of course, if you do personal training, we have all ages there because you work with a trainer, so there's no limit, of what age we're working with.
Right. What we're going to do is we're going to go over how people could participate, whether it's one class, 10 classes, when we come back. But right now we have to take a break. You're listening to 88.1 okay. FM, WCWP.org, and we're talking to Danny Holstein, who is actually calling in from Israel because he didn't want to pass up the opportunity to share the tremendous work he's doing with seniors, adult children, and their children on Long Island. Danny, hang on. We'll be back to you within a minute.